Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast. Christina Economos is a childhood nutrition and obesity expert at Tufts University. In a study published in the journal Obesity, she and her colleagues looked at how changes in a community environment can help prevent unnecessary weight gain in children. So can you tell me just a little bit more about the study and what kind of situation were you looking at in a small controlled environment?
We took a community, a typical American community in the U.S., and we intervened to prevent unnecessary weight gain in young children so that they wouldn't become overweight or obese. And we really went at it from every aspect of community living, the school environment, before school, during school, after school, communities working with ethnic minority groups, the home environment, engaging the politicians, the restaurants, the healthcare providers, so everyone was doing their part to prevent obesity in this population.
So you took an actual community, and what size community was that in? Are you allowed to say where that was?
The community was right outside of Boston, Somerville, Massachusetts, a population of 77,000, and we had two control communities that we monitored over the three-year period but didn't intervene so we could see whether or not our intervention actually made a difference.
So what kind of results were you seeing?
What we looked at is the weight gain amongst first through third graders in all three communities, and we saw in the intervention community that there was a slower or lower amount of weight that was gained during one school year. The kids were gaining weight as they should to grow, but they weren't gaining unnecessary weight. So we prevented about a pound of weight gain just over an eight-month period.
And so what was kind of the individual reaction to that?
The community has completely embraced the initiative. It's called Shape Up Somerville, Eat Smart, Play Hard. And since the study officially ended a couple of years ago, the community has taken it on, expanded it, sustained it. It's remarkable now. It's a much different place to live and work and raise your children. The politicians have embraced it. Many policies have been created since the study ended. And they're really operating quite differently in order to ensure healthy living for the children.
What did one group's daily activity look in comparison to the control group that was still living out their daily American culture-driven lives?
We provided multiple activities throughout the day for the children in the intervention community, walking to and from school, more activity through the school day. In fact, in their classroom, they stood up and did 10 minutes of activity with their teachers in something called Cool Moves. Some of them walked around the school. Some of them went out in the hall and played. We encourage more physical activity during the recess period. We had a whole after-school initiative with more physical activity. We work with the parents to do family activities together and with the community groups to provide recreational opportunities. So throughout the course of the day, we were trying to increase the expenditure by about 125 calories per child.
So how do you think that this can be expanded across America to all the places where this kind of activity needs to get to and with not so much funding?
Right now, we have two additional studies that are trying to replicate Shape Up Somerville, one in urban environments and one in rural environments in the U.S. And with a lot less money, because we've already developed the materials, we already have the model that we're going to transport, we hope to see the same types of changes. And in fact, these types of data are what influence policy and hopefully create legislation and efforts around the country that can try to replicate these results.
And kind of looking at the larger picture of the American environment, how do you think things need to change on a larger scale to make these kinds of advances easier for communities and individuals?
I think we need to look to the other movements of social change that we've witnessed in the last 30 years, tobacco, breastfeeding, recycling, seatbelt use. They weren't just one particular effort. They were multifactorial. They include policy changes, mass media, coalitions within communities doing bottom-up efforts, and really the engagement of society. And a lot of times you need a crisis to engage people. I think we have an obesity crisis, particularly with children, and people need to see that this is a tragedy in this country, and we need to work together as advocates to create change.
So why should people who are not obese be concerned about the obesity epidemic?
The obesity epidemic will have an effect on everyone. First of all, there are healthcare costs that are associated with it, and all of us pay for healthcare and we're engaged in healthcare. And just like any other chronic disease, the higher the levels get, the more it will cost the healthcare system. Second to that is production in society. People who are not well, who are not able to work, aren't part of a vibrant workforce, will have an effect on the economy of our country long term. And third, we have a responsibility to take care of everyone in this country so they can have a vibrant, active life, particularly children. And so as human beings, we need to take a look at this and say, there are disparities. Why are they there? And what can we do to eliminate those disparities?
And what do you think the biggest challenges are in making those changes happen?
I think big challenges are market forces. We have to look at what's going on at the global level in terms of food trades, in terms of taxes, in terms of the way that we are operating within our healthcare system, just in this country. And we need to look way beyond how individuals behave. And we need to stop blaming genetics, but really look at our environment and our policies and our society and what we value. And those are very big barriers because cultural norms take a long time to become established, and they're going to take a long time to actually shift as well. But a new generation who are engaged in communities, who are engaged in citizenship, may actually have an impact on this.
So what happens if we just let obesity go unchecked?
If we let obesity go unchecked, there are mathematical models showing that half of children will be overweight in the next 30 or 40 years. Two-thirds of adults are actually overweight or obese. That will rise. Again, we'll have more healthcare costs. We'll have a society that's not well and not productive, and most importantly, not happy.
Thanks to Christina Economos, the New Balance Chair in Childhood Nutrition at Tufts University. You can subscribe to this and other free Earth Sky podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast.
We're at earthsky.org.